Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Major Stephen Hibbs with the Salvation Army. Hi, Major.
Hey, good morning, Steph. Great to hear from you.
Great to hear from you, too. Thanks for answering the phone.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it was ringing. I had to answer it, you know.
So this is one of the busiest times of the year for the Salvation Army. Of course, we are seeing volunteers all around town with the kettle campaign. Not hearing any bells ringing, though, this year.
No, some of the stores have asked us not to ring the bells, and we thought it would be a great time to do it. But we've been asked to kind of keep it quiet. we will adhere to their wishes. The fact that we were allowed to get in some of the stores is amazing for this year. Absolutely.
For sure. So let's hear about the kettle campaign. How's it going so far?
Well, we're running quite a bit short because every year we always put 7 kettles out. This year we could only get 5 due to the COVID restrictions. And, of course, getting volunteers is a bit challenging this year, again, for the same thing, for the COVID-19 restrictions and some of the fear that's out there. So it is a challenge. So we're running behind about $20,000 from last year. But, you know, people are doing the very best that they can, and we have to appreciate every dollar that we get, and we do thank the people, the citizens, for stepping up in such a time as this, because it's not just the COVID-19, it's the economy challenge as well that goes with this, and we're so privileged that that we're only about $20,000 behind.
For sure. Can we talk a bit about the legacy of the kettle campaign? I've remembered seeing the kettles when I was a little girl. I'm sure it's longer than that they've been around, right?
Well, they've been somewhere around 140 years now in North America. it's been a common sight every Christmas. People refer to it as the red kettle or the bubble. And, you know, so it seems to bring out, when you see the kettle, it's almost like people are saying, yes, Christmas is there, you know. It's like that anticipated time that now we're going to have the kettles, we're going to have some joy, we're going to have some music, we're going to have the bells ringing, and they sort of marry all these things together just because the kettle or the bubble is out there.
For sure. And what do the funds raised in the kettle campaign here in Fort McMurray go towards?
Well, we cover a lot of our Christmas program and our Christmas feeding for the season, but it also helps all of our programs throughout the year with our housing, with medical needs, with financial needs, with food, with clothing, and with schooling. So it's our biggest fundraiser that we have for the year, and it sort of spreads itself out, not just during the season, but all year long.
And how much longer do we have to donate to the kettle campaign or to volunteer for it?
Well, unfortunately, we got news yesterday that with the new regulations that as of 9 o'clock on Saturday coming, which is the 12th, tomorrow, we have to pull our kettles from all locations across Alberta. So we're pulling them off the stands. But that don't mean that people still can't donate, because they can. We have a tip tap display that we're hoping we're going to be permitted to leave at the kettles unmanned. We also have poster boards. We're putting out some what we call dangle signs indicating how to donate, options to use the QR codes. Text to donate is an option. Text to give is an option. Mail-in donations is an option. Phone-in donations is an option. So even though the physical kettle won't be there, we will still be receiving donations by other means. So beginning 9 o'clock tomorrow night, all kettles across Alberta will be pulled from the stands. Steph, there will be a release coming out, I think, in 10 minutes to all medias.
Wow, what a different year we are having.
It is an absolute different year. At the same time, you know, let's put the positive spin on it. It's allowing all these creative juices to start rolling of how we can do something that we've not done before. Almost like the Star Trek thing, Steph, you know, do something we've not done before, go where we've never been before, be what we've never been before, right? So it's allowing us to be creative, thinking outside the box and doing things that are not traditional to do.
For sure. And thinking about side of the box, and, you know, you guys do a lot of stuff around Christmas, not just with kettles, but with providing hampers and things like that. Does that look different this year?
It looks different in the sense that we don't have the face-to-face with people, and that's different for the Salvation Army because we're a hands-on organization. So that's different that way. In regards to the helping piece that we do, we will continue to do what the Salvation Army is good at, and that's giving hope today and whatever that looks like for people. So other than having the face-to-face in-person things with people, things will be going on as they are with the Christmas hampers, with the Christmas toys, all of that stuff. So we have a system in place of how that's going to work this year.
My guest this morning is Major Stephen Hibbs with the Salvation Army. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing more about what's going on in Fort McMurray with our folks and who needs help and how we can help them. Also, if you are somebody who needs help, how the Salvation Army can help you. Don't go anywhere. This is Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. If you're just tuning in, on the line we have Major Stephen Hibbs. We've been chatting with him about the Salvation Army's annual kettle campaign, what's happening with that, and how you can help. And we have talked a little bit about what the money goes towards. And one of the things is helping families at Christmas. And as we've said, this year is very different. We've had a lot going on in Fort McMurray and in the world. Are you seeing an increase of need this year, or is it kind of on par with every other year?
No, there's an increase in need, of course. You know, people are getting laid off, so that creates a different thing. People working from home, there's a different need then, not necessarily financially or any way like that, but there's a different need then in the pastoral piece of it. So, yes, it's different all the way around for everybody. Everybody has a story to tell, and it's a devastating time for everyone.
And I love your positivity. Can you tell me, you are only $20,000 short from last year, so that's a pretty amazing story. Do you have any other, like, wow stories from this year of things just coming through?
Oh, absolutely. You know, even though cash-wise we're about 20 grand short, but, you know, in saying that, there's other things that's happened, like the angel tree, for example, have really escalated this year. I think it's because people want to be do things that are tangible rather than just giving a cash thing. They're going out and buying. Well, in one way, that's still money in our pocket, you know. So I just want to thank the people that in their struggling to get by themselves, they're still thinking about others. And boy, that just raises a flag and tosses a bouquet from my heart to our city of Fort McMurray, because this is a city with a big heart, I'll tell you right now.
Amen, amen. And then I know people always wonder, I see people posting about it and calling and asking about the thrift store. Do you have an update on that?
Well, we're still rebounding from our flood, of course. Our flood impacted our homeless shelter, and we've moved our homeless shelter into our thrift store. And in doing that, of course, we have not been able to open our store. So we're still rebuilding that. We're hoping by the end of the year that our thrift store would be open. If not, we still have the drop-off center down at the OGM building on Franklin, so people can drop by there with their winter clothing, and we'll certainly take that and use it to the best of citizens' needs and meet reach that way. But we're hoping that by the end of the year, we'll be able to put a media piece out there that our thrift store is now open. Of course, keeping in mind COVID-19 have restricted us to some things with that as well.
For sure. Well, we're so thankful for the thrift store. I think it's such a great work, and it really helps keep stuff out of our landfill, but also helps get things into people's hands for a cheaper price than they would. So it's a great win-win situation.
It sure is. And we absolutely miss our thrift store terribly.
And is there anything else you can tell me about what plans are on the table? We've got Christmas hampers and Christmas toys. What else is going on with the Salvation Army right now?
Well, that's about it right now. We have a lot of our people who are working from home that we've had to with the new rules. So that's about it right now. We're still doing the soup kitchen. We're still doing the bag lunches. We're still reaching out to the outlying communities with gifts and toys and hampers. We did a back-to-school program in the outlying communities. We were very excited about that. And right now we've touched every community from Fort Chip down to Conklin, Janvier, and everything in between. So we've been in every community and doing the work that the Salvation Army does best, is giving hope in practical ways. And sometimes that's just a bottle of water or coffee. But that's what we do.
Wonderful. And I don't know when your cutoff day is. If somebody did need help this Christmas, how late can they sign up?
Well, we're still using December 22nd for that. We're hoping that people will sign up before that. But we know that there's probably people getting finding themselves in situations now than more than they did a week ago or 2 weeks ago. The December 22nd line is still out there.
And thinking about that, if somebody did need the help this Christmas and they did want to sign up, how would they go about doing that? What do they need to provide?
They would have to contact our family service officer and find out exactly what's needed there, and they'll guide them through step by step, and they can absolutely do that at 780-743-4135 and ask for Carol Ann or Florence, and they'll guide them accordingly.
Wonderful. And are you looking for anything this Christmas that we haven't touched on? Is there anything we can help get the word out about?
Absolutely. If you went to our Facebook of the Salvation Army Fort McMurray, you'll see we posted a list there this morning of things that we're running short on that we could use the public's help with. So it's all listed in there if you want to tap on that and just forward that. And that'll be a great help if people can participate in supplying these goods.
Ah, yes, I see it right here. A couple things on that list. Men's socks, adult hoodies, all sizes, ladies and men's pajamas, some makeup for teens, headphones, handheld games, string lights, or board games that are teen-focused. So lots of things on there that if you were even walking around a grocery store, you'd probably be able to find in their kind of homeware section, or if you're at Walmart or Canadian Tire or anywhere around there. Lots of great things that are easy just to throw in your cart and then help out the Salvation Army with. Well, I'm so thankful for the Salvation Army and the things that you guys get up to in and around our community. You really, really do make a difference. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Major Hibbs?
That's about it, other than from the Salvation Army to every home in Fort McMurray, have a very Merry Christmas. Stay safe, stay healthy, and do good to as many people as you can for as long as you can, and smile often.
My guest this morning, Major Stephen Hibbs, here on Fort McMurray Matters. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me this morning.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing from Anna Noble with the Wood Buffalo Food Bank. She's got some ways that they can use your help this Christmas, or if you do need help this Christmas, they would be so happy to help you, and we'll hear about how you can get that help in just a few.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line now, we have Anna Noble with the Wood Buffalo Food Bank. Hi, Anna.
Hey, how's it going?
Going good. I wanted to chat with you. About 2 weeks ago, you had your big food drive that looked a little different this year, and you had some big goals that went along with it.
Yeah, so we had our Syncrude food drive. It went really well, better than expected. We really didn't know how it would go in the year 2020. It's been an adventure, but we were pleasantly surprised. We exceeded the monetary goal with $315,000. Unfortunately, we came a bit short of our food goal. We wanted to raise $80,000 and only got $8,000. So a little bit less, but it's still a successful year, and so much support from the community was greatly appreciated.
For sure. We thank the community for that, but we see that 10% of your pounds of food raised. Are there things happening around the community that can help you top that up and get up to the 80,000 pounds that you need to feed people with?
Yes. So ever since we announced how much we raised for the food drive, we've actually had a lot of community groups reach out wanting to do their own fundraisers, whether internally or publicly. So definitely keep an eye on our Facebook page. We are sharing them as we're finding out about them, and people are reaching out, as well as Paladin. They reached out to us and they offered to go around and pick up those food donations from people's doorsteps, since not everyone's out and about right now.
Yeah, I see that Paladin's doing this contact-free pickup. It's so cool. You can email them fortmcmurrayinfo@paladinsecurity.com, and you just got to give them your home or office address, and they will reply with a collection date and time. So they're going to be collecting from December 14th to 17th, but you can register now. Also, our sister station, 100.5 Cruise FM, will be starting to take addresses on Monday, and they'll take them all the way until December 28th, and they'll be doing collections on December 29th. So if you're not quite ready to donate from December 14th to the 17th, you can still donate on December 29th. Super, super cool. I'm so thankful for so many organizations stepping up and saying, hey, we can help. We can make sure that this food still gets to where it needs to go in this crazy time of COVID and restrictions and precautions and all the things that are going into it right now. And this time of year, when I go into the grocery store, no matter what, it is always busier than usual. It seems that everybody is doing some shopping. If somebody's doing some shopping right now and they're like, I can grab a couple items for the food bank, what are you hoping for?
So right now we are hoping for dinner kits, such as like taco and pizza kits, just so families have that little extra help when planning their family meals, as well as canned items such as vegetables and meats and fish, fruit, and also hygiene items and cleaning supplies. A lot of people don't think of that when they think of food bank, but we do give out those items as well.
Wow. And then, of course, this is a weird year, and it's a weird year for a lot of people. And if giving to the food bank isn't what you can help with, but you actually need some help, the food bank is there, right?
Yes, absolutely. And all that information about getting assistance is on our website, woodbuffalofoodbank.com. The number's on there. Just give us a call, and we're happy to help.
Excellent. And Anna, you had some huge news come out. Just quickly touch on, you are moving to a new location downtown?
Yes. So we just purchased our first building that will be our very own. We're very excited about it. We're going to be downtown, not too far away from where our old location will be. And fingers crossed that we're in by spring 2021. Barring how construction goes, but we're really super excited about this new space, and we can't wait to showcase it to everyone.
Congratulations. How exciting. Anna, thank you so much for joining me today. Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
Just that we want to thank the community for their support. We know it is a super tough year for everyone, so every little bit counts, and it all adds up.
Perfect. My guest this morning, Anna Noble with the Wood Buffalo Food Bank. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today here on Fort McMurray Matters. But if you missed something or you want to hear more, you can always head to our website, mix1037fm.com. Click on the news tab and you can check out our podcast. We upload it every day after the show. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll chat with you again on Monday.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.